Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. Today's date's the 13th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you're from.
My name's Lindsay Dawn Carter, my birth date's 12th of February of 1982, and originally I'm from California, from Laguna Beach, but in London I'm from Hackney.
How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really nervous, but I'm sure it'll disappear once I get up there. So.
And how come you're here today? What was it that made you apply in the first place?
I've always kept an eye on the empty fourth plinth and, you know, what projects were going up there, etc. And when they announced that this particular project had you know, won the competition to do it, I just thought it was a really amazing opportunity. And if for no other reason, I mean, there's loads of other reasons, but if for no other reason, then just to enjoy a view up there that not many people get to see in their lifetimes. So yeah, I've been looking for a legal excuse to get myself up onto that plinth for quite a while now, so this was quite handy, actually.
Brilliant. And how did you feel when you found out that you got a place?
Yeah, really excited. Quite surprised at first, actually, because I'd only just forgotten about it. And then I think they sent me the email on like a Sunday, and quite excited. You know, I thought, okay, I've got to figure out what I'm actually going to go ahead and do for my hour. It's a bit nervous, but just really good, chuffed.
And what are you going to do?
I'm gonna attempt to raise some awareness of women's football. I'm gonna do a bit of keepy uppy while I'm up there. I'm gonna give out some England flags. Specifically, the England women's seniors team have made it to the Euros this year. So I just want to raise a bit of support for them as well, and just women in general in the sport. So just various sort of football related activities, and probably say hi to my niece and nephew who are watching in America as well. So.
Fantastic. And why was it that you decided to do this?
I mean, most of the reasons that I've stated before, I think. I've always played football. It's always been part of my life. I took a break from it for a while. I had a career, a very brief one, but as a contemporary dancer professionally, and I had to give it up because the risk of injury was too great. But I think it'll be a constant. I think it'll always be something that I sort of come back to. And especially in the UK, there's a lot of attention on men's football, but there's not a ton of attention on women's football. So, just to be able to do just sort of anything to kind of express that and draw a bit of attention to it is really quite exciting, quite nice.
And how did you get into football?
My parents, actually. It was I'm the youngest of sort of, I've got four natural brothers and sisters, but I'm the youngest of a blended family of seven kids. And nearly all my siblings growing up played soccer in the States. It's quite a normal culture for, you know, your little boys and your little girls to play it, and I think that is changing over here in the UK as well. But I just got into it because everyone else had, and just really loved it. But yeah, mostly to do with the encouragement of my parents, and then, you know, it was just very easy over there to stick with it. I probably could have, you know, just kept right on playing if I hadn't given it up for dance when I did. So yeah.
Do you play on a team?
I do, yeah. I play for a non-league team out in, it's part of Essex County FA, but we're called Flanders Ladies Football Club. We just started up last year. We're not even affiliated with the FA yet. We're quite grassroots at the moment. But we've got a seven-a-side team. We play a tournament once a month, and we're trying to get our numbers up, get more girls involved, more women involved, so that we can play sort of, you know, full 11-a-side footy regularly. That's the goal. So
what's the age range of the team?
I think our youngest is probably, I mean, we've had a bit of turnover on our members over the course of the last year. So when we started, I think our youngest was about 16, and probably up to about 30, 35, somewhere in there. So it's quite a good age range. I think we have had, you know, we've had even some older women come and join us for, usually only for a training session or two. But yeah, definitely, I'd love to get more people involved with the team, you know, any age range really. So, yeah.
And what is it about football that you're drawn to most?
God, I haven't really thought about that, actually. I think it's quite it's a good sort of safe place to express your competitiveness. You know, it's really, because I think, you know, people draw connotations between sort of sport and war. And I think the same is probably true in football, but it is really, you know, it's a great place to go a couple times a week, really get the aggression out, you know, just kind of get it all out. It's sort of incidental fitness as well. You don't really realize, or at least I don't, that you're working as hard as you are. And it's really great to play on a team sport. I think especially living in a city like London, you spend a lot of time surrounded by people, but not really engaging with them or interacting with them. So I really like football for that. It's you know, you do get to engage with people and spend time with people, and it's quite social as well. You're talking to each other on the pitch actively. You know, nobody has to be silent and not to themselves. It's really all about sort of expressing yourself and going for it. So, yeah.
And can you describe your kit that you're wearing?
I'm wearing an England kit. I'm wearing the new England kit that the ladies are going to wear when they go off to the Euros in August. So it's really, you know, what I'm wearing is really in support of the women's team. It's really just to, you know, draw attention to what they're up to this summer. Quite an admirer of them. So,
would you call yourself a feminist?
yeah, I suppose. To be fair, I don't. And maybe it's just my social group, but I don't know a lot of girls in my generation that wouldn't call themselves feminists. But I'm not like, you know, not all about my sex to the detriment of the other sex, but, you know, definitely, I suppose I am a feminist.
And what's important to you in your life at the moment?
Good friends, quality time. I'm really just about enjoying London at the moment. I am starting to miss my family quite a bit, so they're becoming more and more important, I think, as time goes on. But you know, really kind of, I'm in that kind of odd stage between sort of, you know, early 20s and the world is your oyster, and, you know, getting into sort of settling down and middle age and everything that comes after. So I'm really just trying to take everything sort of day by day and, you know, relax into it and just kind of enjoy the moment as it happens at the moment. So, yeah.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an account manager for like a graphic design and like kind of marketing services agency. So, but that's quite recent. I've only been there about a year and a half.
Great. And how do you find that?
Yeah, I really enjoy it actually. It's fantastic, especially having made the transition from, you know, coming from a creative background in the arts, coming from being a contemporary dancer. It's been really rewarding to, you know, kind of settle into something that's a bit more of a career, because unless you teach a choreograph, there's not a lot of longevity in dance. But I'm still engaged with creative people. I'm still kind of involved in a creative conversation with people. So that's been absolutely fantastic. And it is really satisfying. It's quite, you know, the process from start to finish of producing a piece of print or something is, you know, it's quite satisfying to be involved in that process. So, yeah.
And how did you find moving to England?
Yeah, it was great actually. It was really good. I'd moved cities once before. I'd moved from very sort of sheltered small town, beachside town in California to Manhattan when I was about 18, and I didn't have any kind of an institution to get into when I got there. I didn't know a soul. You know, I wasn't going to school. I didn't have any kind of ready-made social network to walk into. So I found it really difficult. It's still incredibly rewarding, but really difficult. But when I came to London, I did have. I came here to finish a degree originally, and then met my boyfriend and just ended up staying. So, moving to London was fantastic. It was much easier being the second time around that I'd done a big move like that. Although I don't think anything can ever quite prepare you for completely transplanting and moving countries, because, you know, you share a language, but you don't share a culture. And it's when you do share a language, you have to remind yourself of that. It was challenging, but it's still challenging. You know, it's been nearly 4 years now, but I just really love it. It's fantastic. I love London.
Do you think you'll go back?
Yeah, I think I will eventually. I do. I never, I'd never planned on staying here forever. And meeting somebody, you know, and falling in love with somebody, obviously, I was going to go back after a year. So that kind of prolonged my stay here. But I don't know. I don't know when. You know, at some point I will do. At some point it'll just be time to go back. But I've got a lot of London left in me. So,
And who were you doing this for?
Without, you know, without sounding selfish in a negative way, it is a lot for myself, really. In a wider sense, I think, you know, obviously I don't have a charity, but I do have a cause, being up there. And, you know, a lot of it is about football and about women's football. But at the end of the day, I think you have to say it is about yourself, really. It's about, you know, you want to share that love and that passion with other people. And I hope that people in Trafalgar Square will engage with me. I hope, you know, the tourists on holiday over here will engage with me, and, you know, people coming home from dinner and have a stroll will, you know, engage and participate in what I'm doing. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, it really is for yourself.
And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations
about being up there? I hope I'm better at keeping up when I get off the plinth than I was when I got on. Bit worried that people just won't pay attention, if I'm being dead honest. Expectations. I think it'll be a laugh. I think it'll be really good fun. I'm just trying to keep an open mind.
And how have you found, friends and people that you meet when you say that you're involved in it?
It's I think so much depends on who you speak to, because I think most of my friends just take it as, you know, quite normal, or quite a positive surprise if they do find it out. But then by the same token, I mean, there's you know, that I think there is kind of a stigma of being a really masculine woman attached to it, and I can't really, you know, categorically, you know, I can't make a sweeping generalization about whether that is or isn't the case. I think it does take all types. But yeah, I mean, friends and family are quite, you know, they're quite supportive of it. Obviously family, because they put me into it at such a young age. But yeah, I think there is, you know, as the farther out in your circles, in your sort of community people that you get, the less that people know you, the more of a surprise it is. And sometimes it's a positive reaction and sometimes it's a negative one. You know, it's probably true of anything, really. So,
are there many teams in the UK?
Yeah, there are actually. Being in London has been fantastic, because there's the Greater London League, which is like a proper league. And then there's all the sort of, you know, boroughs just outside of Greater London as well. So there are a lot of teams. There's university teams. I think there are intramurals as well. Yeah, it's been, I mean, for women's football, you always want there to be more teams, because that's more, you know, it's more people that you can play. It's more, I think my goal is to get out of sort of 5 and 7 aside and get into 11 aside. But, you know, it takes a lot of commitment from women willing to show up to their training every week. And, you know, it you need a bit of support behind it as well. So moving towards that, definitely. But yeah, we've still got a ways to go. And I'll be quite glad when my league's got even more teams in, and, you know, teams merging into teams to create bigger teams, etc. So,
would you like to play professional?
I think that boat sailed, actually. yeah, of course, but yeah, I mean, at my age, and frankly, you know, at my level of talent, I don't think it's an option at this point. Yeah, I. You know what though? Forget playing professionally. I'd love to have a bit of we've got a professional coach for our team, but, you know, I'd love to get coached by, like, you know, a coach like what the women at the, you know, the top tier, what the national team get, etc. I think that would be absolutely amazing, even for like a session or something. I know it's a bit of a pipe dream, you know, they've really got their hands full and they work so hard, but yeah, that would be absolutely brilliant.
Do you think it's possible to be a woman in this country and to be a professional footballer, to have that as a career?
I think it's quite a struggle in this country. I think, you know, coming from the States, I have got a bit of a dual perspective on it, and I think it's a lot easier in the States. And to be fair, I think it did start as a women's sport in the States, and now as a men's sport, it's only starting to get recognised. Whereas here, that's been inverted. Here, I think traditionally it's always been a men's sport, and I think, you know, just in the last probably 10 to 15 years, you know, little girls are starting to play football. And that's what it takes, you know. That's like you need, you know, generations of girls that just get brought up just playing football like it's no big deal, you know, whether you want your, eventually you want your little girls to be raised not thinking, oh, it's such a, you know, it's odd or it's a special thing or it's, you know, privilege or whatever that I'm playing football. You want them to be able to take it for granted, because that means that culturally it's just as acceptable as it is for men to play. But no, I mean, I think we're getting there. I think in the next, I'd say probably in the next 5 years, you know, and especially if the national team, if the women's seniors in England continue doing as well as they have done, I think there'll be more money in it for them, and I think they will be able to really support themselves doing it. But I mean, a lot of them still have, you know, like a day job, and I can't imagine doing 8 hours, you know, even at what I do, and then shipping off to training for another 4 or 5 hours or whatever, and then, you know, trying to get time off for tournaments. And I've got a lot of respect for them. So
is there anything else that you'd like to say about what this means for you personally?
Just a thank you for letting people participate, I think. Yeah, special, actually, and I'm quite thrilled to be part of the project. So yeah, cheers. Thanks for that.